Hi, amigas. Welcome or welcome back to another episode of the Daily Cafecito. Hi, you guys. Happy Monday. If you are new here, my name is Daisy, and I love to share all things wellness, lifestyle content here on my channel, on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, as well as my podcast. And a lot of you girls have actually found me just by listening to my podcast. So I would really appreciate it if you headed over to my YouTube channel, you guys, because all of these podcast episodes are filmed as well. So you can also see me in person so we can chit chat and have conversations in the comment section. That's it, you guys. If you guys enjoy these style videos, make sure to subscribe, make sure to follow me on Instagram, and yeah, you guys, let's just keep the conversation going. Let's be friends, let's be amigas, let's help uplift one another, because that is exactly what my platform is about. So let's just go ahead and jump into today's episode. So first and foremost, you guys, I'm drinking a little Olipop, no cafecito today, because I already had my amount of caffeine for the day, which has been a struggle having to really dial back on the amount of caffeine I drink. But girl, that is a topic for another day. Today I have a very, I don't want to say controversial topic, but it is a little controversial because I feel like this might hurt some feelings, okay? And if it hurts some feelings, I feel like you need to do some digging deep within yourself. I really want to touch on a topic that kind of happened to me over the weekend. And first and foremost, you guys, if you have a lot of traditional Latinos in your family, or say your husband's family, your significant other's family, then you are going to understand what I'm talking about. And I feel like one thing that traditional Hispanics really, really have struggle with is setting boundaries. And they also really struggle with other people around them setting boundaries. And I feel like there's like this huge stigma between a husband and a wife, especially if you're a wife and like it's your husband's family. Hear me out. I have never had any issues with any of my husband's family. But I know that like with Hispanic cultures, there's always like an outlook of the way that the wife looks, especially if the wife is not your family. Like if it's the, for example, like if it's my husband's family, I feel like wives in general have such a big like stigma around them. And it's insane to me. Like, it's just so crazy to me. Like, there have been times where my husband has set like really, really strong like boundaries, and it always gets blamed on me, you know. And I've always been kind of used to it. I've seen it growing up, and I really want to talk about this topic, you guys, because I feel like it's so important to learn to set those boundaries no matter whose feelings you hurt, and no matter what type of backlash that you're going to receive, and no matter what people are going to say about you. Because I feel like my biggest fear is whenever I do set boundaries, you guys, my biggest fear that I cling on to is what people are going to think of me. If they're going to think that I'm a bitch, they're going to think that I'm selfish, they're going to think that, you know, I get all of these different like thoughts in my head and different scenarios on how things like this could really turn out. And I'm really starting to teach myself to not care about what people have to say. At the end of the day, this is my life. This is your life that you're living, and you do not deserve to bend over backwards for other people to, for them to be happy and content with the way that you live your life. And again, like, I feel like I really learned a very hard lesson over the weekend, because I feel like I'm a people pleaser, you guys. Like, I am someone who wants everyone around me to be very happy and very content with myself. And I think that since I've been pregnant, that has really, really shifted in my mindset. Like, now I feel like I'm starting to learn that like my priorities are going to be different once my baby's born. Like, even now, you know, like I'm really starting to transition into this like badass mom. And I feel like people think of like mom and they think of like this nurturing person, and like your sole purpose is to take care of your baby, which it is, you know. But at the same time, you yourself as a woman are doing so much more maturing internally. And I think that's what's preparing me to be a mom. Like, I am starting to enter a stage, you guys, where I do not give a fuck. I do not care about standing up for myself. I don't care about hurting people's feelings. Like, at the end of the day, like, what's most important to me is me and my family, and now my baby. Like, it's me, my husband, and my baby. Like, that is who I will always prioritize and who will always be like number one to me. Like, I am starting to really not care about what the rest of the family thinks about it. And it's so crazy because I feel like I've never really paid attention to this because my husband and I have always been very much in our own bubble, you guys. So it's so insane to me. Like, my husband and I are very goal-driven people. We work fucking hard. Like, everything that we have built in our life, we have done it with just us two without any help from anybody. And I feel like I'm over explaining myself without giving you guys a background story, which I'm actually not really ready to share what that background story is. My baby's literally kicking right now. I think he feels my anxiety, my adrenaline coming up. But I just really want to touch on this topic because I'm like, people really are out here with the audacity. Like, the audacity. And you know what it is, you guys? It's pura envidia. I feel like once you start setting boundaries and you don't care about what the rest of the world is doing, you are just focused on you and your own, that pisses people off. Why? I do not know, you guys. But if you are in a phase of your life where other people's lives and what they're doing is really upsetting you, you need to really sit down and have a reality check and get a fucking life. Like, learn to understand that your life is your priority. What everyone else is doing does not matter. And that also goes with comparing yourself, you guys. Every single life is going to be completely different. Everyone else's goals are going to be completely different. The way that everyone was brought up is all completely different. It's up to you to build the life that you want without having to take into perspective what other people are going to think of you, what other people are going to say about you, because it does not matter. At the end of the day, it's your life. Your happiness is what matters. These people aren't paying your bills. These people aren't, you know, providing for you in any sort of way. And if people get upset at the fact that you're growing and you're maturing and you're setting boundaries, girl, it literally blows my mind. That has nothing to do with you. You upsetting people for setting boundaries or for growing or for flourishing in your life and becoming successful, if that bothers other people, that has nothing to do with you. It has nothing to do with what you're doing. It has nothing to do with how you're treating people. All it is, you guys, is everyone else is internally. Again, if someone has a problem with something that you're doing or a boundary that you're setting, that is a problem within themselves and has absolutely nothing to do with you. And this topic really triggers me, you guys, because recently I'm just starting to learn that, like, the people that you, not even recently, I have always known this, but I guess, like, more on a personal level, like, the people that you really surround yourself with is that sometimes you could feel like have the best intentions for you, but they do not. And that's why it is so important to really take a look at your circle, you guys, because you become what you surround yourself with. And not saying that, like, these people could be people that you don't even surround yourself with, like, ever. It could have been a year since you surrounded with that person, but even having, like, that communication and that sort of connection with them could really drag your battery, you guys. You start really operating on a very low vibration because of who you are surrounding yourself with. If you are currently in a phase of your life where you're wanting to grow, you're wanting to mature, you're just really ready to live a very different lifestyle and a very different life where you feel more fulfilled, you feel more happy, you feel more goal-driven, like, you're just ready for that next step in your life, you guys, the number one thing that I need you to do is look at the people that you surround yourself with. And I feel like I'm coming off very strong and very personal, but I just feel like I really needed to get that off my chest because recently I have really noticed that, you know, it's so important to figure out, like, who the bad apple is in your brunch, like, who is the bad apple in the bunch? Because, you guys, one bad apple in the people that you surround yourself with could literally kill the entire group. And what I mean by that is, like, even when you're at work, I know that this is a very big topic with as a manager, when you're building a team, you could have, like, say, let's say six great people, you guys, six great employees who are doing a really good job, really motivated, and just, like, really want to better their career. But if you have that one person in that bunch of six, that's the one bad apple that's feeding all of these other people different, like, oh, this job is horrible, like, look at this, and just really focusing on the negative, that one bad apple, you guys, could literally kill the entire morale of the rest of your team. And that's exactly what it is. When we're going through life, our life, you guys, we are building our team. Let's just think of it that way. The people that we surround ourselves with is a team. I am the manager. It's up to me to figure out which people are supporting me to reach my overall goals. And if these people are not supporting me in any way or are trying to hinder that goal in any way, let them go, girl. Fire them. You know, lay them off. Whatever you have to do. It's just so important to really focus on your environment and figure out who those people are and who those people you need to be aware of. You need to understand that, like, I'm not doing this to, like, hurt anyone's feelings, or I'm not, you know, cutting you off because of this. I'm cutting you off because we are not at the same vibration. My vibration is very much like, I want to grow. I want to get better. I want to be a happy person. I want to inspire. I want to motivate. Like, when I leave this, like, earth, you guys, I want my legacy to be that I bettered myself in some way every single day, and I inspired other people to be better. And if what it takes for me to do that is to cut people off, then so be it. If I have to set boundaries to achieve that goal, then so be it. And if people are going to get butthurt, or they're going to get upset because you're setting boundaries and now you're the bitch, these people have some very, very deeping to do within themselves, you guys, because it has nothing to do with you and the type of boundaries that you're setting. It has all to do with them. And that's why that saying goes that misery loves company, because literally these style of people, and we all know those people in our lives, you guys, that are just always so negative, always have a negative outlook on everything that they're going through, and that very much victim mentality. You continue to surround yourself around those people, and you're going to see how your life starts to become exactly like theirs, you guys. It's literally, I feel like I can attest to this. Like, I have had groups of people that I have hung out with many, many times, and I just feel like their outlook on life was just very negative and very, like, depressing and things like that. And I'm just like, this is not how I want my life to be. So I'm quick to cut people off. And I used to not be that way, you guys, because I was a very hardcore people pleaser. And I'm telling you, I think that this pregnancy has very helped me mature in some way. And even though, like, I haven't even really experienced motherhood, you know, I'm still, like, pregnant, I feel like this pregnancy and this baby is going to change me for the better, because it's not that serious, you guys. I feel like people, you know, overthink having to cut people off or overthink having to set boundaries, that you end up psyching yourself out into doing it because it almost feels like it's harder work. Sometimes, you guys, you build up all of this separate anxiety that is so unnecessary when it comes down to setting a boundary. And that could be anything, you guys. Like, I can't even think of, like, a recent boundary that I have really, really set. But you know what I mean. Anytime that you're setting a boundary, sometimes it's like it hurts more thinking about it and building up the momentum from the time that you have to build that boundary, you guys. But the amount of freedom that you get back whenever that boundary is set, girl, like, it is just, it's literally, like, it's unexplainable. And then I feel like the more that you do it, the more that you're strict about your boundaries and who you surround yourself with, the easier that it gets to do. And that doesn't mean, you guys, that you can't have, like, casual friendships and hang out with people, you know. I'm talking about more the people that you open up to, the people that you allow access to your emotions, the people that you allow access to your goals and things like that. Those are the people that you really have to look at, and you have to really judge and be like, hey, is this person bettering me in any way? Like, me opening up about certain things, like, are they being positive about it? Are they trying to motivate me more? Or are they discouraging me? All of those things, you guys, play a factor on whether you reach a goal or not. And I think that's also too why I have been very, very strict on the things that I share with people that really tries to hinder your growth, unfortunately. And it is what it is. And that's the thing that I feel like now I'm just getting very, very strict on what I'm surrounding myself with, who I'm surrounding myself with, the environment, the things that I watch on YouTube, you guys. If I feel like it's hindering my growth in any style or any type of way, I will no longer do that, or I will no longer consume that. And that has really, really helped me to establish, like, who I am as a person and who I am becoming. Because back in the day, I just wanted everyone to be happy. I wanted everyone, I'm a people pleaser. I wanted everyone to like me in some sort of way. And I'm really starting to learn that it's okay to not be liked. If it's because you're setting boundaries and not because you're being a horrible, shitty person, then it doesn't matter. And this also applies, you guys, to your work environment and careers. Because now that I am in a corporate level job, that is one hard thing that I really have had to learn. And learning to be more strict on the things that I need. Like, I have a mission and I have a goal at my work that I have to achieve. And if someone in some way is hindering that, I used to be like, oh, it's okay. Like, no worries, when they would come to me with excuses. Now I'm like, absolutely not. Like, the way that I have gotten at sending emails, I'm like, hi, can I get an update on this? Like, I will literally like ask for updates every single day if nobody has reached back out to me. And that's the same thing, you guys. You are teaching people how to how to treat you and how much respect they have for you. And sometimes it's going to take for people to not like you and feel like you're a bitch or feel like, you know, you're annoying or whatever the case may be. But that doesn't matter, because you are setting people up for the way that they are allowed to treat you. And again, that comes with a family environment, that comes with career environments. No matter what environment you are in, you are teaching people to treat you the way that you need to be treated. And that goes with things that are silent. I'm going to call them silent sellers, you guys. Me, my little marketing brain. We're going to call these silent sellers. Silent sellers is basically, say, your body language, your reactions, the boundaries that you're setting that you are not vocally saying out loud, is the way that you are showing people how to treat you and how much respect that they have for you. Because sometimes, you guys, you could be vocal about certain things and say things out loud, but it is not the same as showing your actions and like being stern about certain things. Because you could be vocal and be like, I don't like it when you reply to me late, or I don't like it when you do this. Like, I don't like it when you don't give me an update and it's been like 2 weeks. Like, that does not matter. You have to be very, very stern, you guys. It's your actions. It's literally like sending an email. Hey, where's an update? Like this and this and that. You literally have to treat or teach people how to treat you through your own actions, not just by being vocal, because that can only get you so long. That can only get you so far, but it's really the way that you act and the way that you show people how you are meant to be treated. And this can also be applied to relationships, you guys. Literally, this advice can be applied to any stage of your life, any part of your life, your relationships with family, in your career, you know, the people that are around you, your friends, any style of relationship. You guys, this could be literally when you go grocery shopping and the cashier saying this and this to you or whatever. It's as simple as like you are setting a boundary by showing people how they're meant to treat you. And I'm going to give you guys another example. When you go and get like a pedicure, or you go and get any style service, and before, like back in the day, like you used to be like, oh, like if they're 15 minutes late, it's fine, you know? But if the roles were reversed and it was you that were late, they would set a boundary on you by charging you a late fee or charging you something, you know, some sort of fee for being 15 minutes late. If people are going to expect these same style of boundaries and these same style of respect, you are allowed to, you're allowed to demand that same style of respect. If you're gonna go and get your hair done and say she's already taking like 20 minutes, 30 minutes, like, girl, like I have a schedule too and I have somewhere to be. I booked an appointment at a certain time and this is the time that I wanted at. And you come off, you guys, there's certain ways to say things as well, you know, but it's also you are training that person how to treat you, and you're showing them how much respect that you deserve. And back in the day, you guys, say if I ever had a service like that, I am the most chillest person. I'm just like, oh no, like it's fine, like I understand. But now I feel like, especially since my life is just so much more busy, I like my time is so valuable. Like, don't schedule an appointment with me and then be like 30 minutes late. But if I were 30 minutes late, like you would charge me a late fee. And I used to work in the beauty industry, you guys, so I know exactly how this is. And I think I'm getting a little too specific here, but I really wanted to give you guys an example. I used to be that way. Like, I knew how to respect people's time. Like, if I knew I was going to be late, you guys, I would either offer like, say, something for free, or hey, let me give you like a free face mask, or just something that I could do to make them feel more appreciated and make them feel more respected. Because at the end of the day, you guys, that's what it comes down to, is respect. Like, learning to respect one another, respecting people's boundaries, respecting people's goals, people's opinions, like, it's all about respect at the end of the day. And if you don't have respect for yourself, you can't expect for other people to respect you, because you are training these people how to treat you. So anyways, you guys, I know that's like a very touchy subject and a very big topic that I just dumped on you guys, but I feel like this was a very valuable lesson that I learned over the weekend, and I really just felt like I needed to get that off my chest and get that out there. But let me know, you guys, let me know down in the comments if you're watching this on YouTube, the way that you set boundaries. Like, how have you learned to cut people off, or, you know, or especially if you're dealing with like gente envidiosa, like if you feel like you are just in a very much, you're goal driven. I feel like all the women that watch me, or even men that watch my videos or listen to my podcast, are very goal driven people who are striving for success. You don't have time to be thinking about these people that are feeling like, oh, like you think you're too good for certain people, or you think this and this and that. How do you deal with these style people? Let me know your answer in the description, or I'm sorry, in the comments down below on YouTube, or if you have any other type of advice, you guys, I'm going to be picking a winner because I want to buy one of you girls Starbucks from the comments down on YouTube. So make sure you're commenting down there, letting me know, you guys, how do you deal with very envidiosa people? How do you deal with setting boundaries? How do you set your boundaries? Or what is the recent boundary that you have set? Comment something that pertains to this video, a piece of advice, you guys. I love reading your guys' stories. I love reading all about you guys, because I feel like that is how we learn and how we grow from one another, is when we share each other's stories. So again, make sure you guys leave a comment, and I'll be picking one of you girls probably after this, or maybe on Tuesday once this is already uploaded for about a day. And I'll buy one of you guys Starbucks or Dutchies on me, whatever you guys want. So yeah, make sure you guys leave your comments. That is all I have on this topic for you guys today. So yeah, you guys, I will catch you guys on next week's episode. Make sure to share that you're listening to the podcast on your story. I greatly appreciate you guys. And I'm also so excited for a lot of things that are coming. I am transitioning my third bedroom into like a little content studio. So I'm just so excited, you guys. I really want to take my podcast to the next level. And I kind of want to start offering different services and offering some merch. So I have a lot working behind the scenes. I'm not just sitting my ass at home, you guys, being pregnant and tired 24/7. I have a lot of goals and a lot of ideas set for the Daily Cafecito, because I truly love my brand, and I hear you guys. Like, I know you guys want episodes and all of that, and I just, there's been like, obviously this is a very different phase in my life where I am going through something new, so it's been very, very hard to get myself into a routine that I feel like I'm comfortable with sharing to other people. You know, like I've always said, I love spreading positivity and showing positivity. So if I don't feel that in that exact moment, I don't want to share all the negativity sometimes with you guys, even though sometimes it is necessary, but not all the time. We want to spread positive vibes. We want to share positive routines around here. So anyways, that is all I have for today's episode. Again, don't forget to leave your comment down in the comment section here on YouTube so I can pick a winner for a little Starbucks coffee on me. And yeah, you guys, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode once again, and I will catch you guys on next week's episode.